KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy with light rain this morning and again this afternoon, a high around 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Western Iowa news, some business owners in Council Bluffs say they're upset at being forced out of the building by the end of the year. Officials say the Mall of the Bluffs on the east side of Council Bluffs is being acquired so Menards can demolish it and build a new home improvement center. Byron Baines owns Madness, co-owns Madness Haunted House, and he told the Daily Nonpareil that he received a letter from Woodsonia Real Estate Group of Omaha, Nebraska on November 18th, telling him that he had to be out of the mall by December 31st, and he says he intends to fight the eviction. Baines said there isn't enough time for him and his business partner to find a new location, tear down everything at the mall, and move. Spokesman for Woodsonia and Menards didn't immediately respond to comments or requests for comments. The Creston Police Department today reports one arrest and two incidents of theft from vehicles. Authorities say 48-year-old John Pace Jr. of Creston was arrested Monday morning for driving while revoked. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Creston resident reported to police Monday morning that sometime overnight Sunday into Monday, someone broke into their vehicle while it was parked in the 900 block of East Summit Street. A wallet containing credit cards and checks, some vehicle documents, and a mask were stolen from inside the vehicle. There was also damage to the center console. The loss was estimated at $500 altogether. Another Creston resident reported Sunday morning that someone had broken into their vehicle in the 300 block of North Cedar Street. A wallet containing various personal documents was missing. The loss was estimated at $50. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 26-year-old Mariah Swanson of Corning was arrested Monday morning on an Adams County warrant stemming from an incident that took place October 31st. Swanson was charged with theft in the fifth degree. She posted a $300 bond and was released. And Friday afternoon, 23-year-old Paul Exman of Des Moines was arrested in Adams County on a warrant out of Guthrie County. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday the two Omaha residents were sentenced last Friday in Council Bluffs District Court for their roles in a methamphetamine operation. 29-year-old Colby Dunn of Omaha was sentenced to 100 months or 8.3 years in prison. And 36-year-old Laura Roush Anderson, also of Omaha, was sentenced to 60 months or 5 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute meth in the Southern District of Iowa and elsewhere. Their sentences were the result of a lengthy investigation by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement with the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Safe Streets Task Force. The investigation revealed methamphetamine was brought into the Omaha-Nebraska area from Mexico and then transported to various locations in Nebraska and western Iowa for distribution. Among those who were previously sentenced to prison as part of the investigation was Bernave Navarette and Chris Rouse, who were sentenced to 20 years. Joseph Brown, Jackie Thielen, and Jessica Snavely were sentenced to 10 years. Brandy Kompala was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Chase Richard received a 15-year sentence, and William LeBenz was sentenced to 5 years. And among those sentences who are currently pending is Omar Martinez and Amanda May Rowell. The matter was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, FBI's Safe Streets Task Force, Omaha Police, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, Council Bluffs and Harlan Police, Shelby County Sheriff's Department, and the Lincoln, Nebraska Police Department. And the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Democrat presidential candidate and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg campaigned in western Iowa Monday, releasing a plan to address retirement security. He stopped in Atlantic around 3:30 p.m. at the venue and spoke to a crowd of just under 220 people, which packed the site. Buttigieg covered numerous topics in his 15-minute speech and 30-minute Q&A session. He spoke about the freedom to retire with dignity and Medicare for all who want to have access to it.
More and more Americans are becoming eligible for Social Security. Even as this president, who, by the way, promised not that long ago that he would always preserve Social Security, then turned around and cut it in his budget. When you make a promise around Social Security, you ought to keep it.
He says he will usher in an era for older Americans that empowers everybody to age with dignity and independence. And that begins, he said, with strengthening retirement.
We will ensure that the 22 million seniors on Medicare Advantage get the option to keep your plans, because I trust you to decide whether or not you want that. It means making sure that you can have that freedom of choice. It also means asking more fortunate Americans to pay their fair share. I propose that income above $250,000 be taxed at the same level to pay into Social Security.
But a judge says that will shore up Social Security for future generations. He says 62 million Americans lack a workplace retirement account, and over one-third have less than $5,000 set aside for retirement. He proposes a public option 401k that allows workers to supplement Social Security benefits if they choose.
But we're going to make sure that there's a 2-to-1 employer match on contributions into this 401k, so that a typical worker in the United States, when they retire, would have over $500,000 in the bank to live from as they retire. And when we do that, everyone in this country will be better off.
He proposed a long-term Care America program that provides every senior who needs it a $90 per day cash benefit to go toward the cost of long-term in-home or facility care.
For folks in Iowa, that would cut the average cost of care 39% for nursing facility services and 57% for assisted living services. And we also need to make sure that we get the private and public sectors working together and require quality at every turn.
He said part of that includes mandating better oversight, a fully funded ombudsman program that allows complaints and issues to come to light, and improved access to mandate that Medicaid cover home and community-based services. Buttigieg says those who provide those care services are underappreciated, undercompensated, and there are not nearly enough of them. He says that's why we need a $15 per hour minimum wage in America.
It's why we got to create new work standards to support those who are in this field, and to know that there's a career path ahead of them so that we can draw more people to getting into this line of work to begin with. And it's why we need to create more ladders for advancement in this field. And yes, I believe that care workers, like all workers, deserve the right to form a union, negotiate for better wages and conditions, and be protected when they do.
But a judge also says he supports making more E15 available year-round and a small refinery waiver that doesn't go to the big refineries around the world. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren made her two-day campaign swing through Iowa by criticizing the New York billionaire who just entered the race.
So I am here on day two of Michael Bloomberg's $37 million ad buy.
Warren suggests Bloomberg is making a high-stakes bet that bags and bags of money are all he needs to win.
I think Michael Bloomberg is wrong, and that's what we need to prove in this election. You bet.
She also said his view is that he doesn't need people who knock on doors. He doesn't get out to get the campaign and vote with people, and he doesn't need volunteers. And if you get out and knock on thousands of doors, he'll just spend another $37 million to flood the airwaves, and that's how he plans to buy a nomination in the Democratic Party. Bloomberg has criticized the new wealth tax Warren has proposed for Americans with fortunes above $50 million. Bloomberg, her campaign in Virginia Monday, argues the Democratic Party is at risk of nominating a too liberal challenger who cannot defeat Donald Trump.
If Michael Bloomberg's version of democracy wins, it's going to be about which billionaire you can stomach going forward. Because believe me, there are plenty of billionaires who think they should be president, or at a minimum should be picking the president, but not me.
Pete Buttigieg, who campaigned in Western Iowa Monday, as we mentioned, and during a campaign stop in Creston, he said he's always glad to see another mayor run for office. Buttigieg is mayor of South Bend, Indiana, but he says there are three tickets out of Iowa on caucus night, and he's aiming to win one of them. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.